తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. హే కృష్ణ కరుణ సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే ఉపేక్ష గోపిక కంద రాధకంద నమోచితే తత్త కంచన గౌరంగీ రాధి బృందవనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రాణమామే హరి ప్రియే వంచకౌకతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపసింధుభ్యేవ చ పతితనం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. వ్యాసి కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శివ సరి గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. So we are reading today canto 4 chapter 17 Maharaj Prithu becomes angry at the earth and the text 8 and 9. We have in the word text 9. So I'm going to read by myself the text 8. Suta Vacha Chodito Vidure Naivam Vasudeva Katam Prati Prashasya Tamprita Mana Maitreya Pratyabhashata. Translation. Suta Goswami continued. When Vidura became inspired to hear of the activities of Lord Krishna in his various incarnations, Maitreya also being inspired and being very pleased with Vidura, began to praise him. Then Maitreya spoke as follows. There is a short purport. It's short but it's very important. I'm going to read it also. Talk of Krishna Katha, or talks about Lord Krishna, or his incarnations, is spiritually so inspiring that the reciter and hearer are never exhausted. That is the nature of spiritual talks. We have actually seen that one can never become satiated by hearing the conversations between Vidura and Maitreya. Both of them are devotees. And the more Vidura inquires, the more Maitreya is encouraged to speak. A symptom of spiritual talks is that no one feels tired. So I hope you don't feel tired. Thus, upon hearing the questions of Vidura, the great sage Maitreya did not feel disgusted, but rather felt encouraged to speak at a greater length. So then we come to the text that is in the board. Maitreya Vacha Yada Vishiktaha Pritur Anga Vipraye Amantrito Janatayash Cha Palaha Praja Nirane Kshiti Prista Itya Kshut Kshama Deha Patin Abhya Vocham. Maitreya Vacha Tada Vishikta Prituranga Vipraye. Amantrito Janatayascha Palaha Prajanirane Kshiti Prista Nitya Kshutkshama Deha Patin Abhyavocham. Maitreya Vacha Yada Vishikta Priturenga Vipraye Amantrito Janatayascha Palaha Prajanirane Kshiti Prista Etya Kshutkshama Deha Patin Abhyavocham. Maitreya Vacha Dabishikta Prituranga Vipraye Amanteto Janataya Shapalaha Janirane Kshiti Prista Etya Shukshama Deha Kati Abhyo Vacha. The great sage Maitreya said, Yada, when Abhishiktaha was enthroned, Prithu, King Prithu, Anga, my dear Vidura, Viprayi, by the Brahmanas. Mantrita was declared Janatayaha of the people, Cha also, Palaha the protector, Raja the citizens, Nirane being without food, grain. Kshitpriste, the surface of the globe. Etya, coming near, kshut by hunger. Kshama, skinny. Deha, their bodies. Patin, to the protector, Adhyavocham, they said, Translation for Prabhupada, by His Divine Grace, is Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The great sage Maitreya continued, "My dear Vidura, at the time King Prithu was enthroned by the great sages and brahmanas and declared to be the protector of the citizens, there was a scarcity of food grains. The citizens actually became skinny due to starvation. Therefore, they came before the king and informed him of their real situation." Repeat, please. The great sage Maitreya continued, "My dear Vidura, at the time King Prithu was enthroned by the great sages and brahmanas and declared to be the protector of the citizens, there was a scarcity of food grains. The citizens actually became skinny due to starvation. Therefore, they came before the king and informed him of their real situation." So in the first verse, text number 8, said that Srila Suta Goswami continued, "When Vidura became inspired to hear of the activities of Lord Krishna in his various incarnations." So he is mentioned here. Here is very important. And then I was remembering that when I was doing the Bhakti Vaibhava, and after the TTC, this TTC 2, they said that there are different levels of listening. First level is ignoring. For example, when you are giving class and someone is, that is ignoring. Second is pretend listening. The person is looking at you, but he's thinking, today I'm going to the ATM, and then after I'm going to pay a bill, and then after I'm going to, and the class is coming here, I'm going through here. So that is the second listening, pretend listening. The third is selective listening. Yeah. The person is hearing only the parts that he likes. Then he makes a selection. The fourth is the attentive listening. The person is paying attention, focusing on what the speaker says and comparing to his own experience. That is, but it is one that is higher than this one, that is empathic listening. Empathic listening is responding with both the heart and mind to understand the speaker's words, although his accent is very difficult to understand, and his intent and his feelings. So this is the higher level of listening. So listening is very important. And in this verse, we can see that there are two words very important. Chotida, that means inspired, and that Vidura became inspired by hearing the pastimes of the Lord. And the other word is Pritamanaha. Pritamanaha refers to Maitreya, saying that he also became very inspired seeing the attitude of Vidura. And also he became very pleased, Pritamanaha. So it's very inspired to talk when we see that the audience is very attentive. They want to hear. So, and in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says that the talks of Krishna Katha, or talks about Lord Krishna or his incarnation, is spiritually so inspiring that the reciter and hearer are never exhausted. So then Srila Prabhupada is here stressing the importance of Krishna Katha. I did, when I was studying the Bhakti Vaibhava, I did a presentation about the importance of Krishna Katha. I think some of you heard it because you were there, or I did this presentation also in the community hall. So it was a study that I did from the first three cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam, what is said about the Krishna Katha, Krishna's pastimes. And I'd like to read for you some selected verses from these three cantos that speaks about the importance of hearing Krishna Katha, pastimes of Krishna. The first one is Srimad Bhagavatam 1.5.26 in the purport. Srila Prabhupada says that the Lord descends on this material world out of His causeless mercy and displays His various transcendental pastimes as a human being, so that human beings become attracted towards Him and become able to go back to Godhead. Men are naturally apt to hear histories and narrations of various personalities performing mundane activities, without knowing that by such association one simply wastes valuable time and also becomes addicted to the three qualities of mundane nature. So then, that is the first purpose. And Srila Prabhupada says that when a person is attracted to hear Krishna's pastimes, he becomes able to go back to Godhead only by hearing Krishna's pastimes. And here says that also in this Prabhupada says that everybody is up to hear histories and narrations of various personalities. Many people, they are very attracted to the news, know what is going on. But Krishna's pastimes also, they are news and very new, because Krishna's pastimes are being enacted now in one of the universe. So this is very fresh news, things that are happening now, but only that is about Krishna. So then we should direct our attention for this news about Krishna's pastime. The next, this is still in the 1.5.26. Instead of wasting time, one can get spiritual success by turning his attention to the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. By hearing the narration of the pastimes of the Lord, one contacts directly the personality of Godhead. And as explained before, by hearing about the personality of Godhead from within, all accumulated sins of the mundane creature are cleared. So, more two things here. That by hearing the pastimes of Krishna, one contacts directly the personality of Godhead. Another thing is that all accumulated sins of the mundane creature are cleared only by hearing Krishna's pastimes. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.5.32. The best thing is, this is in the purport, the best thing is, after all, to get relief from all material activities and engage oneself completely in hearing the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. And 1.6.26, Sri Narada Muni to Srila Vyasadeva. He said, thus I began chanting the holy name and fame of the Lord by repeated recitation, ignoring all the formalities of the material world. Such chanting and remembering of the transcendental pastimes of the Lord are benedictory. So doing, I travel all over the earth, fully satisfied, humble, and unenvious. So here it says that transcendental pastimes of the Lord are benedictory, that they give blessings. 1.16.8, every human being dislikes meeting death, but he does not know how to get rid of death. The surest remedy for avoiding death is to accustom oneself to hearing the nectarious pastimes of the Lord, as they are systematically narrated in the text of Srimad Bhagavatam. So here says that Krishna's pastimes are the surest remedy for avoiding death. Another verse, 1.16.23 in the purport. To attain nirvana, liberation, one has to undergo a severe type of tapasya, austerity. But the Lord is so merciful that he incarnates to diminish the burden of the earth. Simply by remembering such activities, one can defy the pleasure derived from nirvana and reach the transcendental abode of the Lord, to associate with him, eternally engaged in his blissful loving service. So one can defy the pleasure derived from nirvana and reach the transcendental abode of the Lord. So to hear the Krishna's pastimes are very pleasurable. So then we can ask, well, why not everybody is attracted to do it? Because he said that it's like a person has jaundice, and he feels the taste of sugar like bitter. So, because we are diseased, then so that we don't feel attracted. But Krishna's pastime, they have the power to cure our disease. We have to keep hearing. Because then when we become cured, then we will feel this pleasure, let us say. Srimad Bhagavatam 2.3.19. Men who are like dogs, hogs, camels and asses, praise those men who never listen to the transcendental pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna, the deliverer of the deliverer from evils. In his various incarnations, the Lord appears, acts, and leaves behind him a narrative history which is transcendental as he himself. Every one of us is fond of hearing some wonderful narration, but most stories are neither auspicious nor worth hearing, because they are of the inferior quality of material nature. Every living entity is of superior quality, spirit soul, and nothing material can be auspicious for him. Intelligent persons should therefore hear personally and cause others to hear the descriptive narrations of Lord's activities, for that will destroy the pangs of material existence. So here says that destroy the pangs of material existence. Out of his causeless mercy only, the Lord comes to his earth and leaves behind his merciful activities, so that the devotees may derive transcendental benefit. So this is the purport of 3.13.48. So we are almost finished. Who other than one who is not a human being can exist in this world and not be interested in the ultimate goal of life? Who can refuse the nectar of narrations about the personality of Godhead's activities, which by itself can deliver one from all material pangs? O Brahmanas, anyone who hears, chants, or takes pleasures in the wonderful narration of the killing of the Hiranyaksha demon by the Lord, who appeared as the firstborn in order to deliver the world, He is at once relieved of the results of sinful activities, even the killing of a Brahman. So, there are more verses, I'm not going. But we can see now the importance of Krishna's pastimes, of hearing. It's not something to take light that I need to do something more important, something that is more substantial. Not only hearing Krishna's pastime. No. We can see that Parikshit Maharaj, what he did when he was about to die, he went by the Ganges only hearing Krishna's pastimes. And that was, he was about to die, and he was trying to find out what was the most important thing that I should do now, because I'm going to die. And all the sages told him that the most important thing is to sit down and hear the Krishna's pastime. So it does not mean that we should not do some devotional service or chant our rounds, but also we should include in our daily routine to hear about the pastimes of Krishna as much as we can, because it's very important. I have personal experience of it, because when I joined the movement in Brazil in 1985, the situation there is very difficult. There nobody knows about Krishna. Nobody has the habit to go to the temple and give a donation. By the opposite, they think the devotees are people not very good, because bad propaganda some demons did against the devotees. So then we had to pay the rent of the house, and for that we had to work hard every day. We had some quota to do every day, and who didn't do had to go back. You cannot come back to the temple without finishing your quota, because we have a rent to pay every month, we have to eat, have electric bill, so everybody had to do it. So it was a little bit hard, but I remember that I used to take shots of Krishna's pastimes. Whenever I could, going the bus to Sankirtan or coming back, I was trying to read Krishna's pastime. And it gave me great strength, and I could pass through it. So for that I stress so much the importance of hearing Krishna's pastime. So then we have the second verse, some points also that I'd like to make. Is First point that says that Srila Prabhupada says in the Purport, information is given herein concerning the selection of the king by the Brahmanas. So, according to the Varnashrama system, the Brahmanas are considered to be the heads of the society and therefore to be situated in the topmost social position. So that is when we can see the importance of the Brahmanas. And because in Kali Yuga we have very few Brahmanas, and maybe not so powerful, so that the situation is so topsy-turvy in Kali Yuga, because that time we saw what happened. King Vena, he was a bad king, and then the Brahmanas came together and they killed King Vena. So, which Brahmana here has the power today to kill someone? Yeah. So, the Brahmanas of Kali Yuga, they are not so powerful. And how to become powerful is through purity. Yeah. We have to become pure. And how a Brahmana becoming pure. A Brahmana has some qualifications. Bhagavad Gita 18:42 it says, Samadamas tapasaucham kshanti rajavam evacha jnana vijnana astikyam brahma karma svabhava jam. That peacefulness and self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, knowledge, wisdom, and religiousness. These are the natural qualities by which the Brahmanas work. So there is a word very important in this verse, that svabhava. Svabhava means born of his own nature. That word is very important because a person is born with some qualities, brahminical qualities already, like peacefulness, self-control, tapa, austere, purity, like cleanliness, and but by developing, by cultivating these qualities, a person can develop brahminical qualities and become a brahman. And we can see that one quality is tapa, austerity. And austerity begins what time? A quarter to four, depends how long it takes. But that is the first austerity that make us to develop brahminical qualities. We should stick to it. I have a letter from Srila Prabhupada, very important, dated of 19th of September, 1974. Says that you must see that they strictly follow the regulative principles, the four prohibitions, as well as the devotional practice of erasing early, taking morning bath, putting on tilaka, attending Mangalarti, chanting Jap 16 rounds, and attending Srimad Bhagavatam class. This is the duty of all initiated disciples, whether they are big or they are small, Srila Prabhupada says. So the instructions here is for everybody, and this is for our own benefit. Okay, let's say that the week has 7 days, and out of 7 days, a person comes to the Mangalarti 4 days, then it's okay, you can tolerate. But out of 7 days of the week, the person comes 1 day, then something is wrong. And out of 1 month, if a person comes 1 day, then he has to put in the intensive care treatment because he is bad. So then we have to be careful about it if we want to cultivate brahminical qualities, and if we want to improve Srila Prabhupada's movement. Sometimes the devotees come with different suggestions how to improve the movement, how to improve ISKCON, but they forget this, that the spiritual life begins at 4 a.m. If a person is like making a calculation, if a person made a mistake in the beginning, the whole calculation will be wrong. So if the person didn't came and purified his mind by chanting, by having darshan of the Lord, then his mind won't be completely pure to deal with the other things during the day. So another point in this purport is that As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Varnashram Dharma is not a man-made institution, but is God-made. Did I read this proper? I think I forgot to read the proper. I didn't, okay. So there is time. Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Information is given herein concerning the selection of the king by the Brahmanas. According to the Varnashrama system, the Brahmanas are considered to be the head of the society and therefore to be situated in the topmost social position. The Varnashrama Dharma, the institution of four Varnas and four Ashrams, is very scientifically designed. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Varnashrama Dharma is not a man-made institution, but God-made. In this narration, it is clearly indicated that the Brahmanas used to control the royal power. You're right. When an evil king like Vena ruled, the Brahmanas would kill him through their Brahminical powers and would select a proper ruler by testing his qualifications. In other words, the Brahmanas, the intelligent men, or great sages, would control the monarchical powers. Here we have an indication of how the Brahmanas elected King Prithu to the throne as the protector of the citizens. The citizens, being skinny due to hunger, approached the king and informed him that necessary action should be taken. The structure of the Varnashrama Dharma is so nice that the Brahmanas would guide the head of state. The head of state would then give protection to the citizens. The Kshatriyas would take charge of protecting the people in general. And under the protection of the Kshatriyas, the Vaishyas would protect the cows, produce food grains and distribute them. Shudras, the working class, would help the higher three classes by manual labor. This is the perfect social system. Srila Prabhupada Kirtan. So then, I said I had some points about this purport. I was talking that Varnashrama is not a man-made system. This is God-made system. And we can see that this Varnashrama is there even in the society of the karmas, so-called karma. Class that is intelligent class, the teachers, and there is the military or administrative class of people, and the vaishyas, the mercantile, shudras, naturally existed. But the only point is that in this Varnashrama of our society nowadays, Krishna is not the center. That is the main mistake that they do. So, and also that the Brahmanas are not the controllers of the royal power. Nowadays, a person is elected because he's good in making money. Usually, they choose someone that is very good in finances, and that, for example, as far as I know, the president of India now, he was very good in finances, and then they elected him. So then, he's not a kshatra, and he's not a brahman that is in the position, but he's a vaishya. Good in finances is Vaishya. And the Brahmins do not control, because there are very few Brahmanas, and also, so then the first necessity in the world is to create a Brahminical class of people. And Srila Prabhupada, as far as I understand, Srila Prabhupada had this intention when he created ISKCON. To create Brahmanas, to train people to have Brahminical qualities, because this is very important thing There is no scarcity of anything else in the world. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati said, the only scarcity is Krishna consciousness. That is the first necessity. And we can see it through when Srila Prabhupada met Bhaktisiddhanta. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta told him, you should preach in English language. And then Srila Prabhupada said, no, but I think first we should make India free, because at that time India was under the British rule. And Srila Prabhupada was thinking that way, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta told him that no, Krishna consciousness is priority, it's more important than any other thing. So the most important thing then is that Krishna, give Krishna consciousness to people. And for that we need many brahmanas, many preachers. We should preach this Krishna consciousness all over. And in this way, because it's not only if a devotee becomes president of a country, but if he doesn't have support from the brahmanas and from the kshatras and from the population in general, what can he do by himself? There is a big system there that is already settled. A person sometimes has good intention, but he goes there and he is taken over by the system that is there already. So then the solution is that we have to spread this Krishna consciousness. We have to give Srila Prabhupada's books to everybody and give the chance to everybody hear about Bhakti Yoga, our philosophy. And then in this way they can change their heart, and then by chanting their heart and chanting their consciousness, then they can support the devotees and a person that is in direction, and they can elect also, elect a devotee as president of head of a society. Yeah, so then one point that I noted here is that the brahmanas need to become powerful. And how? It's through purity. Following the process of rising early in the morning, cleanliness, and attending Mangalarti, and chanting these rounds, and doing devotional service. And then, when they become pure, then they will be able to control the head of the state. Purity is the strength. Varnashram the society. We need kshatras, and after a king. To establish Varnashram in the society, we need kshatras. Because without a strong kshatras and that are followers of the Vedic principles, how can we implement the varnashram in the society? It's not possible. So then it's necessary also kshatras and also to elect a king among the kshatras. So it's not an easy task to reverse now the whole situation that went the wrong way for a long time. But another point that I could hear is that in ISKCON we have a tentative of Varnashram. Yeah? Because we have a temple president that he is the head of the state. He is the person in charge of the community. And he is under the guidance of the Brahmanas or the GBC. So we have already, it's not that we don't don't have established varnashram. We have only, it only has to be purified and refined, because also we are in Kali Yuga, and outside the influence is negative, completely contrary. And many devotees, they have one foot here and one foot outside. They are not completely in ISKCON. So that is more difficult to establish varnashrama, pure varnashrama. And also because we are used to this demon crazy democracy. We all came from this system. And to change, we have to become used to this new system, Vedic system. That is, even in India, nobody is used anymore to this Vedic system. So then, need some time and some effort to really establish a pure varnashram. But we are going in this direction. As far as movement, we are very young. For example, Christianity, they have 2,000 years. And now they are established. And for an international movement, 60 years is very little time. So we need more time to become more mature and to implement the things. So these are some thoughts that I'd like to share with you. I'm going to stop here, and if is there any question, comment, and correction.
Taking rest at good times so that one can rise early for Mangal Arati is also an important ingredient. Mangal Arati starts the night before.
Yeah, that is very important, because if a person doesn't go to bed early, it's very difficult to wake up early. So indeed, it begins at the night before. Yeah, everyone.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for your class.
You.
You mentioned that devotees have one foot in ISKCON and one foot outside.
Some.
Can you explain?
You can see it practically. Some people, they live in the temple 2-3 months, and then after 3-4 months, they stay outside, associating the camp. They have some job, and so they are assimilating that the influence of the external society also. And it's not that they are only inside ISKCON. Many people, and many devotees, they never live in the temple. They are always associated with the karma. They have their job, but they have to maintain the family. So then it's difficult to live completely our philosophy, because they have to associate with the karma. They cannot change completely. For example, external things, their dress, shave the hair, teeth. It is speaking about external things. And also internal things, also sometimes you have to, when you are associated with the karma, you have to be a little bit tolerant, and you cannot be so strict. If you know you want to have the job, you won't associate with them at all. So then, so that some people, they have one, some devotees, they have one foot inside ISKCON and one foot outside. It's not everybody.
So is it that own varnashram dharma can only be applicable to people who are living inside ISKCON? Is that what it implies?
No, varnashram dharma, can be applied to anybody, anybody that wants to make bhakti. Yeah, well, this topic of varnashram dharma is very deep, because not everybody in the varnashram dharma is there by their own desire. Because what are the qualities of Shudra? They want, it's said that you cannot give money to a Shudra, because if you know, he is going to use for intoxication and for enjoying women. So then Shudra has to be controlled. So they will not accept or adopt Varnashram willing. It's for that the position of the Kshatras. Kshatras is to establish the order by good means, or if no, by the strength of the weapons also. Because some people, they're not willing to accept the Varnashram. Many who is used to the democracy, many people they are not, because in democracy you can do all kind of nonsense, but in Varnashram you cannot. Because if you say now, you go outside, say, who wants to come inside? You can come, live here, you have food, you have a place to live, but you cannot drink, you cannot intoxicate, you cannot have sex with this. Who is going to come? So that it has to have, for some kind of people, has to have a strong leadership that is putting the things, like we can see here in the Bible, in this story. Even King Vena, the Brahmins had to take a strong measure and kill him, because he was deviating from the right path. So then a good army, a good kshatras, it's necessary to establish a good system. Because not you cannot expect that everybody will be Brahmana. Always there will be Kshatras, there will be Vaishyas, and there will be Shudras. And Shudras and Vaishyas, they have to be ruled and by the laws, by the strength, not by the intelligence. But the Brahmanas, you can explain the things, and they can follow the things by understanding what is best for me, what's best for everybody. But not everybody can understand. I think you have experience of it, everybody has experience of it. Some people, they don't understand logic and good sense. They don't understand. It has to be through Shastra. Shastra and Shastra. Okay? Okay, let's stop. Grantarayam Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jaya. Srila Prabhupada.